They know. You got it?
Yeah. Okay, good. Okay, I just want to tell you something, okay? Now, you can see again how important the Arabic is, okay? Now, but I see also you can't ask someone stamp to translate it. But after you understand the problem and you ask the guy, you know, does it mean this, I mean that. So then already you got some words. So I asked the guy, Rav Korach, that's the brother of the person who put out the Pirush Mishnayis, the new translation of Pirush Mishnayis, he sent me a new translation of the Shroshim. And asked him, what's the scoop over here of Ki? The discussion we had last week, right? Ki kamo hoasi azois chivatosh etesa kol oilam, correct? And I asked, what's going on? That's the reason why it's a mitzvah. It don't make no sense. Maybe. Shh. Okay? So I asked him this. This is the way he translated, okay? So I asked him this. He said, that's not a proper translation. Okay? The proper translation is, and then even though he told me the translation, he told me what it has to mean in the Arabic sense. You know, it's unbelievable, okay? Okay, but you know, I only see that if I'm working together with an Arabic scholar, you know, that I can get someplace over here.
What's more correct?
I'm about to tell you. Okay.
I'm not gonna leave you.
I'm not gonna leave you the way you left me with your story from the Rav last week.
I left with a story.
You told me a story at the end.
Yeah,
the end. What he said, we don't know.
I don't know either.
Okay. Okay. Ki chmo. Okay, so he said it should be lefi shekema aser hazeh or kedugma hazeh. Okay, and what it means is it's not an explanation of why it should be a mitzvah. It's an explanation of why all these things go into teres ha'oila, because whenever there's an oila, all these things are negated to it. Okay. So it's mamish a whole new world. The whole discussion is out, correct? But at least now we know what it means. He's saying, how do you understand when something is teres achatos or teres oila, a maisa chatos, a maisa oila? If every chatos you could imagine, that's what it is, then it goes into it. If every oila, oh, that's what it is, then it goes into it. Okay, that is what he's saying. Okay, and then it makes sense because then it's in place also. Because it makes sense in the sense, okay, that why does the Rambam say it over here after he explains Teres Ha'ula? So after he explains the Maisa Ha'ula, so he's saying that this is what it is, and it's not only an isolated phenomenon, it's all Ha'ulas like that. Because Mamash is very good in chat, okay? So, but you see again over here, very clearly, that the translation is very important, because if you don't get the problem, you don't know what you're talking about. But here, this makes sense, correct? This makes not much good sense. But if you're reading the line, I don't think you ever would have gotten it. Okay? Okay. And it's not because you're lacking. It's just, it wasn't given over, right? So basically, what we're left over, just to summarize, okay? So the Rambam, there's no explicit sivui over here coming out. In Maisa Chatas and Maisa Oila, okay? And even though the Torah says, I would have said, Ashet Tzivu Hashem, and going back to the Pasuk which Ram quotes in Pirush Mishnah, you see, I would have said a priori, but it's not Pshat, okay? I would have said the Ram Pirush Mishnah is in the fifth Perek of Zvachim is dealing with two issues. He's asking one question in terms of the categorizing of why there are four categories over here, and then he's asking why there are four mitzvahs. And he answers, why the four mitzvahs? Because the Torah says, Ashet Tziva Hashem. Okay? If we look at the Rambam over there, that's not what he's saying. Because he's saying, Ashet Tziva Hashem, because it really refers to, because it means that this includes all the Kabbalahs. That's what he was trying to prove. And he doesn't use this at all for this. So it means, according to the Rambam, you don't need this. L'chaya, correct? Because if you needed something, he would have said it. So you get the impression that it's a double portion to the Rambam. You see, it's like, you see, we started off, if you remember, we pointed out that Loisa says, according to the Rambam, if the Hashora is not Mufurish, but it's only Michlal, even though what the issue of the Ashol is about is Mufush and Torah Shebiksav. It's not Minyan HaMitzvahs. Therefore, Al Tochu Imenu Nor Mavusha Bamoyim, even though it's clear that the Torah wants the Asa Nor and Boshu Mavusha, it's only one Ashol, because there's only one Al. Okay? So we ask, logically, the converse. The opposite should be true in terms of mitzvah saseh. So if the Torah says one command, it should be one mitzvah. And I pointed out Tazov is not like that, because in Tazov, in Matnas Aniyim, it's in one Tazov and many mitzvahs. So I said, maybe it's not a kasha, because the Ram goes out of his way in Sefer Mitzvahs to say it's Lamanit L'Aseh, and maybe it means that Matik Yashmur said that there's a separate Aseh, Kilo Zepirish Makubal. The same way the Ram says, in L'Such Alecho B'Sharecho, Ma'isa D'Gon T'Chosh V'Tzarecho, that it's three separate Lavim, even though the Torah says low, because the Makabla Torah, so you get three Malkus, and Malkus appointed the Ram, and Minyan Mitzvahs go together. That's one of his principles in Sherish Tess. Okay. So very nice. So we know nothing then, okay? And I said, a priori, in the beginning of Sherish Yud Aleph, you would have said also, you don't need it, because the Rambam is ready to say Lulav is four mitzvahs, had it not been for his klal over there. And Lukachtem is only one Lukachtem. So I just don't know how serious it is, because the Rambam is really having an example, just disprove it. So I don't know if you can prove anything from that, okay? But I'm just wondering, here's really the inverse of everything. You see, here, the Torah has tzivuyim, and many, many tzivuyim, which you're really incorporating as one big thing. So once the Torah has tzivuyim in Bir Eichas HaMaisa, maybe the Ram holds a double portion. The mitzvah itself, the mitzvah kolelis, doesn't really need a lashon of a mitzvah. Maybe that is the principle over here, but I just don't know, because not enough information. And whenever you finished, you still have to deal with Nevela and Tumas Nevela and Tumas Mess and Tumas Shech Hazera v'chule. Okay, which we discussed and in general. Okay, Pesela. Now, next. Now I want to go on. That I thought was the point of honesty, what the thing of just, you know, you understand. It's a limud that you can only go a certain. But that's what learning's about. You know, as long as you understand that that's all you can go, or that's all you can go, okay, then you're okay. Some people just go further than they... Okay. Hamosho hazeh ho'ila. Hine anach nitzavinu. Ah, see here, it's again... This word, I think this... You see, it's really not nitzavinu. One second, let me just show you that. See, in the beginning, if you remember, I told you in the beginning of the Talkid Ashiation nitzavinu, he says, nishra, that's an Arabic word. Okay, nisra, I don't know about nun shin or nun sin, resh ayin. Now here, Moshe says, "Shenitz Tavino." Here we go. Okay, I have to find this. Come on, this. Moshe says, "Oh, Srana." Here it is. Here he spells it with an I. Sin Reish or Shin Reish Ayin Nun Aleph. He uses the same word. So Nitzavino means Hora. Then I asked people in the Arabic. I said, "Does he really mean Tavino? Because it's not, the Torah doesn't say it's Tavino." So it's not nitzavinu, you know. It's a hira, okay? The Torah has a hira about oila, and there are all of the bireches and ma'aseh tzivuyim. But the Rambam, it is true, okay? In Sefer Mitzvahs, when he quotes them in Samach Beis or Samach Gimel, where it's something Samach Gimel and Samach Dalet, here he says is alamal, and alamal is. Unless, as Alama is always Nitzavim, that's how he opens every mitzvah. Aleph Laman, Aleph Mem Reish, and that's a Sivui, okay? But he opens Alama also with Tumas Mes and everything. So it's very confusing, but I would just go with this translation that it's Sivinu is a Hurah, And I would tell you, maybe in this case, at least we understand, you don't need, because the tzivuyim and everything else, it tells you that you should be sheicheret. The Torah is mefush tzivuyim. So if the mitzvah, which contains everything, is the whole is equal to the sum of its parts, and since all the parts are tzivuyim, so the whole is a tzivuyim. It could be you can't make two tzivuyim out of a tzivuy, which is a michlal, but you can make one big tzivuy out of many small tzivuy. That's l'chaya understandable, okay? So I think if you take that approach, you're okay. You just have to deal at some time, which I want to sit down. I just never was able to break it. I didn't find anyone. What's going on in the mitzvah of Tumas the Ramban, Tumas Mes, and Tumas Shechazel? The Ram has, if you want to try to break it, you know, I'll tell you what you have to do. Really, you have to open up, because the Ramban knocks these out of Minah Mitzvahs. He says it's not mitzvahs. What you have to do, the Rambam wants something over here, and I'm not going to go into this now. In Sadi Vov, he has a long explanation in the end of Sadi Vov. And he's trying to tell you something. The question is, what's he trying to tell you, okay? If you want, I'll just read it to you, just to give you an idea of what he seems to be dealing with the issue, but you have no clue of what he wants. And I think maybe it's important, maybe just for Shlomo Sheini, I'll just read it to you, okay? And if you press me, maybe I'm going to have to do it sometime. I'm just afraid. I know my limits. Va-mitzvah, he's talking about mitzvah nevela, okay? Tumas nevela. Shezeh she'onu moinin kol min u'min menatumas mitzvah say, ein in yonu sh'onu chayovim li'tame betumazu, v'gam ein onu musholim mil'tame bo, שאוס תהיה מצלויס את זה, אלא זה שהתורה אומרו, כי הנוגע במין זה נתמו, או שדוב זה מטעמי, באופן כך, למי שנוגע בוי, היא מצלויס את זה.
The question is, why should מצלויס את זה?
קלוימה!
I'm just reading couple's translation, קלוימה!
Okay, one second. This one is it. Okay. I see one thing, okay?
The first thing I see over here is I'm going to have to go back to the Arabic scholar because I see over here the word al-sara. And when I over here, not in the mitzvah itself, he says alma there, which is a tzivui, but in the middle over here, it says loisa said, one second. Now I'm a little bit smarter. El zeshater omro. Oh, zeshater omro. You know what this is, zeshater omro? This is the hiro'ah, which the Ram's talking about over here. But our thing. This is the asra. It's a hiro'ah from the Torah. Okay? El zeshater omro. There's a hiro'ah from the Torah. Okay? And that's why I use the word. The same exact Arabic word that uses over here. Okay? Ki. Ki. Ki hanogei b'min ze nitmo o shedov ze metame b'oifin kach l'mi shenoga boy he mitzvah sasei kloima. Okay, kloima hadin hazeh. Okay, I'm not sure if that's the proper kloima hadin hazeh shenestavinu boy. You see, who mitzvah, okay? Now, this sentence doesn't make any sense. I think, if I'm not mistaken, I think that there's a long translation. Ani, Aleph, Ayin, Nun, is usually translated Inyan, okay? I don't know if it's a din or an Inyan. I don't know if it makes a difference, okay? But maybe a better translation is Inyan. Hazer, but the problem is Shinet Stavino boy. Where is that Stavino boy? What's he talking about? And this clearly is the word of tzivu in Arabic, alama over here. He who mitzvah, okay. So it's like almost magic, okay. Vuhu she'onu oimrim she'nogeya b'kach be'ofen kach nitma. Umi she'hoya. B'matzav kach, loy nitmo. V'amistamis,
Vahistamos atzmo dover shirishus. Im motzim istame, vim motzim lo istame.
So therefore what?
V'loshet sifrom nivosel sigol yochel im noga odom b'nevele yilke alboim tamaloim ole eile titamo yochel im ro odom nevele yelech v'yitamelo t'tcham mitzvah tamaloim nivosel sigol hokeitzad havyom rishus. So kitzel is tat the sase between a tzivoy and an ashola, and it's really, and the ashola doesn't exist, I don't know what happens, okay? Okay, and then he says,
now this is the punchline, okay? Va mitzvah hu hadin, and here it's clear it's a din, because he says al din, asher, ooh, nitztavino, you know he uses, you know what the Arabic word is, tavino, it's a hurra. Okay? This is, he says over here, Srana. Reish Hayin Nun Aleph. Okay? So I'm glad he didn't stop. I wish, you know, you have to move a piece of the puzzle before you work on it. Shadina ze asher. Hora. No. See, we had a law about, okay? Bedinim Elu.
V'nemalonu. Ki mi shenoga bezeh nitmo v'nase tomei v'chayiv ma shechayov matmeim lotzeis l'chutz chutz l'mach nishchina. So since this din has nafkamina in other mitzvahs and tzivuyim u'shelo yochal kodesh v'lo yigaboy u'kiyetze b'kach.
Now, I just want to say, v'zeh, I just have to understand where the Arabic goes over here. Now, u'kiyetze b'kach, one second, v'liga boy, ani kavona, tzomei, I just don't know where this goes, one second. V'zeh hu hatzivui, now I have to know what he uses over here. Chutzamach neshchina, v'yona lo yochal kodesh, yeah, yochal kodesh, v'liga boy, u'kiyetze boy, v'hodehu alma. Now it's clearly tzivui. Now we'll come to tzivui. Before it's a law, now it's clearly tzivui, okay? V'zehu atzivui. The mamish is going in and out and up and down, around, okay? This is why the Rav Yisrael from father, okay? Because of this Rambam, the Rav Yisrael from father, or I saw in his ksavim, a letter to father, he wrote it to father himself without quoting father's. I don't know whose it was, but let me say it over father's name, but he wrote it himself, just we didn't publish it, okay? That this proves that it's Nyone Atera. You don't need Tzivuyim. That the mitzvahs aseh and lois aseh are not kilu symmetrical, okay? Even though Sheresh Ches doesn't point in that direction at all. That's the problem, okay? Vahada uhu alma, so it means v'zehu atzivut. Now he goes again, kloima. Okay, it's always, you know, because he, it's not true. You know, the Rambam's apology. Every kloima is an apology. Okay, and you know, in Rashi also, in Gemara, the kloima is also an apology, but it's a different type of apology. The Rashi in the Gemara is an apology because it's not the plain translation of the words. The Pshutosh of the Arabic, or the whatever's in front of you, you have to reinterpret a little bit, okay? So something over here is going on. He's telling you clues on the gods. He says over here, Kloima!
Kloima! Heyoisai!
What's that? Armo? Ani? Oh. One second. He's Vahodu Hu Armo, Hu Atsivui? Ani? Kabul Yitzir Tomei Kloima Heyoise Nase Tomei Im Noga Bemin Zer
O im hoye bikilvosei beifen kach. So the mitzvah is that if he does touch it over a certain way, or does an interaction, he's tamei. But that we knew before. He started, he ends off with the same thing. In the middle, he talks about a few mitzvahs that's negato, and he leaves off. Uzachol inyan zeh. B'chol min mimini atuma. So he told you that he discovered America over here, and this you should take with you with all minyan atumas, okay? It's negay for all the atumas. Okay? I thought it should also be negaya in the mitzvah at the end also, mitzvah memko memka and all the different things and this, but the Ramban doesn't knock them out of the minyan mitzvah, only these he does, only tumas. So you have to know, that's what I'm trying to say. I never cracked this. What is he trying to say? Okay? APO, he's talking about Yonah Torah, but he's talking too much. What does he want? Okay? That's the problem. Okay? So now we know exactly where we stand or where we don't stand. Okay? Okay, let's go on now. So, on the other hand, he's careful to use the word halal, and then he goes back to see, you know, what is it, okay? Okay. Hine anach nesavim shetia asiyas oyo kach vihishi ishchateno viyafshiteno viyinatcheno viyizlek domo al toya kach. What does it mean, al toya kach? Okay. Okay, that's very important, I think. And I think the Altoya Kach goes on, I don't think it goes on Hefshet Nituach, okay? But I think it goes on, because it's not necessary. It could go on, but it's not necessary. I think it's necessary for Zrikas Domo and Shechita, okay? And why do I say this, okay? You see, the principle the Rambam has over here in Sefer Mitzvahs, in this Shoresh, further on, in his disagreement with the Bahag, is that if you have something which is in all Korbanos, all of them, and equally, then it's a mitzvah for the Atzmah. That's why Malika has a separate mitzvah, and Baal Mum is a separate mitzvah. Okay, that's what he does, okay? And Mechus Zman, okay, Pesedah. So if you're going to count Shechita, you're going to have to say there's something peculiar about Shechita Sa'ola that it's in Teres Sa'ola. Okay? And Zrika, you have to say something peculiar about Zrika that should be in Teres Sa'ola. So it has to say Altea Kach, okay? 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 And I'll show you something. If we go over here, I don't know. Just wonder if he says what he says here. But in Sadi Beis, he says, it could be Yia Boifen Kach or Boifen Kach. And when he talks about the mitzvah itself. And I think it's the same type of thing. What he's trying to tell you is like this, okay? You see, I'll talk about this later by Richos, okay? If I have something which is Nogeya in one particular korban, that's Beseder, no problem. If I have something which Nogeya even in three of the four minim, it's also not a separate mitzvah. It has to be Nogeya to all of them, okay? So if there's something peculiar about Shechita, which is in Oila, even though it's not peculiar about Oila, but it might be also in Chatos and in Oshom, as opposed to Shlomim, then you can call it in Teres Oila, not because it's really in Teres Oila, but it's not a separate mitzvah, that's what he really means, okay? And the Teya Kach means that Shechita B'Tzofon is an old Kotche Kotchum. Okay? And then when he says Zrika, he also means that, even though there's something which we really call zrikin or korbanos, okay, but in chatas, it's matan kronos. So here the zrika is in all four of them, three of the four, but chatas is different. And that's, he says, altoya kach. And he doesn't mean that that's, you know, it's a word, okay? That's what he wants. Otherwise, what does he want here? That's what he wants. But in hefshet mituach is not no korbanos anyway, so we'll see. Oh, even though he has it, but I don't know what he means. Okay, we'll see, okay? You know, the truth is, from what he says later, you might put in hefshet mituach, but I don't understand what he says later. So that's why I'm only saying it in shchita and zuika. But you can also say it also maybe in hefshet mituach, okay? Interesting. If you look over here, and this, it's just very confusing, a lot of things, but I think this is correct shot. Okay? So far I think I'm okay. Now, we go further when he says, okay. Now, when he gets the chatos, he says like this. V'kach gam maisa chatos kulon shchitoso v'hefsheta. Okay. He leaves out Zrika. Okay. So this is what you call klapelaya. Okay. If I would have written this, I would have left out Shchita, because you don't need to write Shchita again, because Shchita really is in Teres Ola, but not just in Teres Ola, it means Teres Ola, Teres Achat, and Teres Osho. That's what it means. But Zrika in Chatos is something very peculiar. And it's very strange that he picks Shchita and leaves out Zrika. Okay? That I don't know, understand, but it's clear that that's what it should be. Okay?
The reason why he leaves out Shuvah Shirayim?
You mean in
Chatos?
Yeah. So you don't know. Yeah, but he does know something. No. So once he leaves that Zrika, you don't have to talk about the medes. You can't talk about Shvira Shraim. I mean, Shvira Shraim, it's only if you talk about Zrika, you talk about Shvira Shraim, you understand? Okay, now. Now. Let's continue. Now, Hefshet Mituach, okay, that L'cheira is the double portion that should be Teres Oila, and he clearly says in Samach Gimel that the Maisa Oila is the parashi im oyla korbanom in aboka. And in that parashi im oyla korbanom aboka, there's a discussion of hefshet nituach. So hefshet nituach is beseder. That's beseder. Now, interesting, in Mishneh Torah, he brings hefshet nituach in the Maisa Oyla. You see, the Rambam has Perek Vav Bechukos Maisa Korbanos Halacha Aleph Mitzvah Asay Lasis Oyle Kemishpot Aksuv Batera V'Ketzad Ma'ase Oyle Shoychid V'Zorek Adom Kmo Shebi'alnu. And I'll explain that, okay? Kmo Shebi'alnu. We'll get back to that Mitzvah. What do you mean Kmo Shebi'alnu? ומפשיט ומנתח ומקטי כל נסוכים על גבי המזבח שנאמר והקטי הכלי נס הכל המזבח. Okay.
I'm going to make a statement now. I'm going to prove it as we go along, okay? But it's... If you want to know what's in Teres HaOila, or Teres HaChatos, the place to look is in Mishneh Torah, not in Sheresh Yudbeis, okay? And that sounds mamish, like, you know, almost like the Arabian Nights, because L'Chayla, this is where the Rambam is coming out, B'tuba Mechilas, okay? So I'll explain to you why, okay? Now, just keep in mind, what is the purpose of the Rambam to set up Teres HaChatos and Teres HaOila, or Maisa HaChatos and Maisa HaOila, or Seda HaChatos, Seda HaOila? It's just to tell you that they're not separate mitzvahs and minyan mitzvahs. But they are not in minyan mitzvahs, okay? So the Ram's interest over here in putting Shechita in Teres HaOila is not to tell you that Shechita is Teres HaOila. His interest is to tell you Shechita is not minyan mitzvahs. Okay? It could be that it's nogei to other korbanos also. Okay? But the Rambam, and the similar Kehenu Kehenas, we'll see as time goes on. Okay? But the Rambam Mishneh Torah, where he starts off the Prokhan before, because the Rambam over in Mishneh Torah is not interested in Minyan HaMitzvahs. He's just interested in say the Dini HaMitzvahs, okay? So if he wants, he puts all the things, when he talks about Maisa Oila in Perek Vav, or Perek Ches and Perek Tes of Maisa Chatos, or when he talks about Maisa Shoma, or these things mentioned in these Prokhan, they are the Teres HaChatos and Teres HaOila. Okay, so therefore, he'll talk about Shechita in the earlier Prokhan. And Zrika, because Zrika and Shechita in Oila is not a peculiar din in Teres HaOila. But the Shechita is in Chatos, in Oshom, and in Chatos, Oshom, and Oila, okay? Excuse me, the Shechita in Chatos, Oshom, and Oila, and the Zrika is all the same in Shlomim, Oshom, and Shlomim, Oshom, and Oila. Okay? So there he would quote them in Perek Dalet, because they're not in the gate, Otto's not a din, so that's why he says, come on, Shabiyahu. So it's just the opposite. You want to know what's Teres HaOila, you look at Mishneh Torah. Not because he meant in Mishneh Torah, but since he says, Ketzad Maase HaOila, or Ketzad Maase HaChatu, Otto's explaining what the mitzvah is. And those things are peculiar to the mitzvah. Therefore, we'll see also that the Nesachim are not mentioned earlier in Maisa Kovonis. Because Nesachim is not a peculiar din in Maisa early. Even though I mentioned over here in Maisa early, but it's not a din in Maisa early. It means it's Maisa early. But it's not, because it's not in all the Kovonis. Which is Mamish, you know. It's counterintuitive, but I think it's Mamish very true. I was very confused till I came to that conclusion. But that, I think, is Mamish 100% correct. We'll see this as we go on. More, okay? Okay, now. So therefore, the Rambam over here puts in the Sochim, okay? What do we have over here? V'kach, chomen min ha-kabonis. Ha-moshu b'ze oilo, to-shokar oilo t'ipshot v'nutach, v'yizu ag-domo b'oifen kach, V'yakuv chelbo, we have to come back to that. V'yakuv chelbo, which doesn't make any sense. We don't know what we're talking about. Where is chelif in oila? What are we talking about? Okay, we'll see about that. Okay. V'yakach yukta. Okay, now here the word yukta is not really, it should be the prop 91. What did he say here? What does he say? Oh, yisorev. Okay. He says the proper Arabic translation is Yisorev, okay? And that's the way Korach translated from over here. But he says, Ve'edafti l'tagin kein ki b'derech klal kol sefer mizbech ha-kosev korei oisei ha-ktor. So what happened? So then what's yukta? So what? I don't get it. Okay, good. V'yakriv and Yikov Achel. Okay, good. Yikov Achel. Okay, good. Say this. See, B'kitzi decides. He decided to translate it differently than what the Arabic says. Okay, Beseda. Im shir yadua min ha-seiris ha-bolu.
B'shemen, v'shir yedua, min hayayin, v'heim anisachim. Okay. So let's talk about the Sochim, but then we'll come back and we'll see. The Sochim, L'cheira, if you look carefully, he says, Im shir yodua min ha-seiles. He's talking about the Sochim ha-boim im ha-zevach. Okay? The Sochim which he brought with the Zevach. So L'cheira is, he's saying the Sochim ha-boim im ha-zevach is part of Teres Ha'ila. So then you would say, see, there's a problem. You would say, the Sochim Aboyim Bifnei Atzmon are not a Kiyum. The Sochim Aboyim Im HaZevach are part of the Hakovas HaZevach. The Sochim Aboyim Atzmon is not a Chilik. But the Sochim Aboyim Im HaZevach is part of the Korban, therefore they're part of the Teres. Because if the Sochim Aboyim Im HaZevach is a separate Kiyum HaKrova of the Sochim, it has nothing to do with Teres Ha'ila. And it should have been a separate mitzvah. So, maybe this, with this you can understand the Rambam as far as Ulas Nochri and Ula Vagoy. Even though the Goy doesn't bring Minchas Nesochim as a Korban B'fnei Atzmoy, you have a Sepik Zeres HaKosev telling you that a Korban Ula Shal Nochri requires Nesochim. That is the Rama Maisa Kabbalah's Perek Gimel Halacha Hey Oilois Ha'akum Emi Vini Moem Nesochim Shneem Kol Ezoch Yase Kocha Avu Niskehem Kravim Mishal Tzibo Kocha Ta'asu Li Echod Kimisporom V'Eino Tunin Tzmicha. So it means Niskeim Kravim Mishal Tzibo. So it means that the Ola requires, the Ola's Nochri requires Nesochim, but the Goy doesn't bring it. That's what he says. And that it's Tu'una. So it means that an Ola's Nochri is Tu'una Nesochim. He's not the Mevi. Okay? Because he can't be Mevi Nesochim B'chal. So the Chiddush is, even though Korban Nochri is a separate chefs of Korban from Korban Yisrael, there's no Pigul Nois and Tomei by Korban Nochri. That the Gemara in Zvachim Mem Hey Kotchi Akum Ein Chayom Malei Mishum Pigul Nois and Tomei Vashem the Bechutz Pota the Veruchah Mishnah. Okay. And according to the Rambam, there's a separate lav in Minyan HaMitzvahs of Matul Mum in Kodshei Akum. Could be because it's separate chefs of Kodesh. That goes to the question, and then whether on Chulin, whether it should be, whatever, okay, but say that, whether it should be Matul Mum and Chulin. So since the separate chefs of Korban, you would have said maybe Korban Nochri is not Tunin and Sochin. Komashmon, then it is. But he had Bechaz in the Dus, he certainly can't be, he's not a maybe in the Sochim. But the Korban Nochri is telling the Sochim. Now, I just want to say one thing. Here, Now, I just don't understand something, okay? The Rambam Perek Daled of Maaseh Korbanos Halacha Hey, and the Sochim Aboyim Mazevach Ein Krev Mele Bayoyim Shenema Ul Niskeichem Ul Shalmeichem. Makish nesochim lishlomim. Mashlomim bayoim. Af nesochim bayoim. So I don't know what it means. You see, the issue is, like, it's a double poshet, that the sochem is a chilek of the korban shlomim, but maybe it should be like halovim and be nikov balayla, that's the issue? Or maybe it's a separate akovo. What exactly is the problem over here? Because, you see, to end off with a hekesh is a little bit confusing. I would have said, if it's part of the chefsa from oila, or doso in oila, and it's part of the teres oila, l'chol it's a double poshet, then it should have the same dinim from oila. Oh, so the kid, so that's the question. If the chiddush is, there's not like a muim and the evorim that are nikov balayla. The question is maybe, so what does it mean, mashlomim bayoim? It means the zrik liikachrova. It means then, okay, I'm just telling you, that's it to say. It means, I just want to tell you that, so you have to say, l'chayla. It means that it's part of ikachrova. And it's not like, see, once you makriv a korban, you can continue that korban afterwards. Once you do the zikas adam, you continue afterwards that korban. Say mumim, make volume, whatever. So maybe the sochem should like that also. No, okay, good. We say that. The question is like this: where is the sochem aboyim b'fnei atzman min yira mitzvus? So you'd say it's part of mincha. Because it's mincha when the sochem chesnet, okay. But once you put the sochem boy from the atzma mitzvah, what's the hechach to mechadish hoshlich l'teira? Because it happens to be tzich emes. There's no hechach to say it. Because he doesn't talk about the sochem at all. Only the sochem boy mazelach. But I assume that it's part of the mincha. So what's the big deal then? Okay, beseder. Then we'll go back. Ushiya oila lekoyin hamakriva. Here's the same type of thing you're going to see. Shiya oila hakoyin lemakriva. Okay. Lemaisa is that nesinas oila lekohanim, or the oila is nechlak lekohanim. Okay, is part of teres oila. Okay. However, the din applies to all of his kochim, as we know in the Mishnah. So Mishnah in Zvachim, Kuf Gimel Amar Aleph, Masnis in Oros kochim Kalim, Lebailim Oros kochim Kochim LeKohanim. So why isn't Teres Oilo? So he could have said, because in Teres Shebiksav, it's only in Teres Ha'ilah, okay? Other things is a drosha that other Oros go to the Kohanim. And since it's only a drosha, it's not in Minyan Mitzvahs because of Sherish Beis. Okay? But there's no hechach to say like that, again. Because maybe it's also part of Kochi Kochim in general, but the Rambam, the same way I said, in Shechita, it's really not part of Teres Oila, but we just put it there because not normal, in all Kabbalahs, maybe put Oilus over here, not because it really is part of Teres Oila, but it really is not a separate mitzvah. The Rambam Mishnah Teira L'chayra has to be the Machriya. And again, here you see. The Rambam Mishnah Teira, the question is, where do you quote Oros Kochim? If he quotes in Perek Vav L'chus Maisa Korbonus with the Dinah Maisa Oila, then it's Teres Oila. If he quotes in a different place, then it's a different thing, okay? But the Rambam quotes in Perek Hay before Perek Vav. And the dinim, they have nothing to do with Teres Bechal, but a shayach and other kabbonis also. But it's not negayet, so it's not in all kabbonis, but it's not particularly, he doesn't quote it in Maisa Oil and Perek Vav, he quotes it before. So with the dinim chiluk oires is not part of Teres Oila, not part of the Maisa Oila. So that's, again, this type of thing that I was telling you before, the same thing that Mishneh Torah could be the proof of where it actually is. And over here, we're not really interested. And here, we're just interested to disagree with the Bahag, because that's what he quotes later. When he disagrees with the Bahag, he quotes this thing of Chiluk HaOiris, Kilu as a proof that you don't count Chiluk HaOiris in mitzvahs, as a separate mitzvah. So that's why he counts the Sochim, not also in the Teres Achatos or Teres Elul or Teres Ashlamim. You know, it all fits together with what you might want to look. And maybe, you see, I'm only wondering, maybe the Ram calls it Hilchos Ma'aseh HaKobonos is because really it's an expression of the mitzvah of the Ma'aseh HaKobonos, which really is, that's what we're talking about, okay? And that's why he starts off Ma'aseh HaKobonos with, you know, he's quoting all the four mitzvahs, okay? And he's trying to explain to you what is in this ma'aseh and what's in that ma'aseh and what's in all of them. Or what's in not all of them also. Now let's go back to Yafshiteno and Yinatcheno. That L'chaira is in Teres Eulah Dafka. Because Nituach is only in Eivorim. In Eivorim is only in Oilu. There's no Hefshet v'Nituach in other Kobonos. Hefshet v'Nituach. Okay, we'll see about Hefshet later. There's no Hefshet Neimurim. We'll see about the Hefshet Neimurim also, okay? Because this Issa of Lo Nesochim Nesochim, which Gemara quotes in Chulin, and in Yud Aleph, as a deraisa, Oma Beloza Asi Meresha Shel Oilu. That's how you didn't live. The Oma Kro Venitach was in the Socheho. Ois in the Socheho, but the Socheho in the Socheho. There's an Isam in the Socheho in the Sochim to cut it up in too many pieces. Venecho Shema Nikov Kum Shel Moyach Ela Bishum Di Amin in Zilbo Saruba. It's a poopy Zilbo Saruba. So it means, and that's why the Ram Maisa Kobonos in Perek Vov in the Dinah for Maisa Oila quotes Nituach there. Dafka in Maisa Oila. In Halacha Vov. Perek Yahu Yates. Perek Vov Halacha Yates. Vulomolo Yechalku Hoever Hagodo Shoshol Halakim. Shenem of a Nita Chois on the Sochel. On the Sochel. On the Sochel. And that is a din, and that's Hefshet Nituach, or that's a din from Hefshet Nituach. Okay. Now, I want to just go back to this. If you translate this literally, V'yakriv chelbo, V'yakach yisroif kol besora. Okay. Now, here, every word doesn't make any sense. You have to know what chelbo is. And you have to know what achakach means. It's a seder. And you have to know what yisov means. Okay? Every single word doesn't make any sense. Okay? But he basically is trying to tell you that Kuvah say volume, Agav Mizbeach, is not a separate mitzvah. It's part of Teres Eulah. That is the posh of the thing. It is true that the Matik Yashmua and the Rambam used the word emurim by Oila, even though we don't understand what it means. I'll give you a few examples. Tesefta in Mila, Perek Avlo Ches,
ha'oyle ve'emurim mitzda'afim zeim zeh, l'maylon b'chut, v'chayev aleim mishum pigel noise v'tomei. The Gemara in Zvachim Kuftesim and Aleph, ha'maylach chazayis v'na'oyle v'na'emurim b'chut chayev. You can say maybe it's emur from something else, okay? But the Rambam Maaseh Korban is a perek yud tes halacha yud, v'oyle ve'emureho mitzda'afim l'chazayis. Okay. But we have no clue, because I'm going to show you that there's no separate dinim and emurim in Oilo. And the fact that it's not mentioned in Torah Shev Ksav, L'chere could never have been a separate mitzvah. We don't know what we're talking about. The Rambam is Pashtis, that the Dinei Murim is only by Chatos, Oshem, and Shlomim. And therefore, I would tell you in Oilo, I would tell you in Oilo, there's no such thing as a Murim, a Dinim, a Murim, like we find of Chelik, of Yeseres, HaKoved, there's no din of Yeseres HaKoved in Oilo, and there's no din of Atzmas HaAliyah in Oilo. Even, because no Emurim. And that you find the Rampek Aleph, who was Mais Chobobas, Olch Yud Ches, Eivorim, Shesolf in Oison, Agab Mizbeach, Menachatos, Hanecholois, Umenashomois, Eivorim, Shesolf, and the Ram used the word Solf, we have to be a big Chochum now, Shesolf in Oison, Al Gabe Mizbeach Minachatos Vanecholis Umin or Ashoma is Minashlomim Haina Niklim Emurim V'elu Hain Hoy Murim. But he calls, he says, Sreifa by Emurim. V'elu Hain Hoy Murim. But he says, Minachatos Umin Ashomois. That's what he limits it to. He goes on. And he quotes the din of Yeseres HaKoved. And he quotes the din of Aliyah. Of Atzmas Aliyah. So, this din of Notom and HaKoved in Etzba HaKoved, the Eben Ozel in Perek Aleph Milchus Ma'is Galus Lo Gilut Ches says clearly does not apply to Oilo, because there's no Emurim by Oilo, and the din of Atzmas Aliyah Biskolav Zichron Levocha in Hilchus Ma'is Galus Lo Maslo Zvochem Daf Chav Ches also says it's a din in Emurim, and in Oilo, if the Atzmas would fall off, you wouldn't have to be Makiv, because you only Makiv. Because it's mechuba in Oilo. But if it's not mechuba, you're not makiv. So I have no clue what he's talking about in Emurim. Because even though the word Emurim is mentioned in Chachma Meseira, there's no separate dinim. Shh. Then the lashon of Sreifa and what Islam is talking about also doesn't make any sense. He says Hakrova by Emurim, and he says Sreifa legabe the bossa. And the Mishnah Torah in Hilchos Mila in Perek Beis Halacha Aleph and Beis Nizrach Adom Moilim beimurim ad sheitzu lebeis hadeshet. And he says, by v'chol kochim kochim more than ben misha huktishu achizak adom this adom more than ben bedova shekula leishim bedova shekula leishim achi yisref v'yetzel lebeis hadeshem. But you notice I'm not sure. He says, "What Dovah Shkuli Ishim is referring to Dafka to Oilo." Or is he referring, there's a difference between the emurim of kochi kochim, kochim kalim, l'chor is not mistaba. So the chayr he's talking about oila. So the oila, he said, achi yisorif.
That could just be the gather of how much you have to burn it.
Yeah, I understand that. I'm not saying, but why doesn't he say, why by kochim kalim doesn't say achi yisorif? It should be the same thing. Nizak adom, moilim be murim, achi yisorif, yitzel, he doesn't say achi yisorif. Why does he say it? Okay? But it's a double portion. The tzreifa is not part of the Ikak Torah. Because Ramesha in the Gram, in the Chuzmila, the Ramas, within Nasis Mitzvoson, the Tumas Esek is totally in Nasis Efer. But the Nasis Mitzvoson, it depends on Nitech Abosso. So Nitech Abosso in Oilo is doesn't depend upon tzreifa. So it's only Nasis Mitzvoson. And in Oila, the Ikak Torah is Mishilas Or, as Biskalov says in his letter. His letter in the end of B'Shem Apchaim. And this. So, what's the Nafkamina? Because it's true. There's Mila, but it's not because of the Din Tzreifa, it's because of the Din of Beis Hadeshen you need. So there's a peculiar Din Tzreifa, there's no Din Tzreifa. And the Din Nasim Mitzvah, so I need to Chabosa. So what is he talking about? And what's the Achakach? Each word doesn't make any sense. But now, the more I talk about it, sometimes the more you talk about it, the more you understand. Now, unless I understand. Okay. Now, just to end this, two short hours. And then we'll start with, I guess, Chatos next week, okay? Two short O's. One is, V'hu shi'ishchateno, v'ishishchateno, v'yafshiteno, v'yenatcheno, v'yizogdom al toyakach. So the same don't make no sense, because Hefshet Mituach is after Zrika. As the Rambam says in Ma'aseh Kabbalah, it's a perek ha'aloch yudches. Kol ha'zvochim, eim afshit no yisar ha'chizog adom. Nimsis oime zorek tchil rakach mafshit v'kareya umotzei mu umaktir. But I assume it applies the same thing to Oila also. Even though, okay, so maybe he's talking about Emur Melchis. But you see, you get the impression in Perek Yud Tesa, which was Pura Magdosh Halacha Tesa, it applies to all Kabbonis. He said, Zevach, Shehufshet, Kodim Zrika Eno Poisel. And the Chayetz all Zvachim. So the Chatchilo, the Hefshet Nituch is after Zrika. The Chayetz. Secondly, the Ram doesn't mention Hadochas Kovayim in Oilo. The Chayetz, you should, because it's in the Parsha. Okay, and he does mention it in Perek Vav Vilchos Ma'aseh Korbanos. Third, okay, he mentions Shechita and Zrika. He doesn't mention Kabbalah and Halacha at all. Not at all.
Those are Mefarshei Bikra.
What?
Mefarshei Bikra.
Okay, so that's the question. Kabbalah maybe
is.
Yeah,
Kabbalah is maybe not.
That's the question. Maybe it holds like that. You see, the problem is the Rashi's, the Mashma, the Ki'ilu. Rashi seems to say in Chumash that Zu Kabbalah, Vikrivo is Zu Kabbalah, Shehi Arishayna, Mashma, Losh, and Halacha. And a Chagigi says the member of the Elocha like Tifka Mechlal Kabbalah. In the Gemara Chagigi, Yerav Manal of Avoidis Michtav Ksivon, Lolitzcha Lelocha Zadom. The Sai Yagri was Zukabbalah Zadom. The Afko Achmar of Elosh and Elocha. So the Gemara seems to say explicitly that Kabbalah is Ksivon and Elocha is. Excuse me, the halacha
You see.
One second.
The mashmos loshne hiloch. That's the most as a chagiga, and kiilu is a pirush mekubal maybe about kabbalah, but ich weiß. So you want to tell me everything is only a drasha, according to the Rambam? But then what's pshat in the gemara chagiga? Avoidis michtav ksivul lo nitzchel lo hilochas adom. The sanya v'kliu is the kabbalah adom v'afko achmora b'loshen hilocha, and the gemara is trying to say it's not. See the question, what's going on over here? So that's the question. Maybe the Rambam happens a whole lot. That's the issue. Yeah. I'm just saying the Lashon Gemara is difficult. And that's it. We'll stop here. Okay, B'seder.